This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
I don't know what you think about yourself and how wise you are. Wisdom does involve common sense. But wisdom is the one thing, the book of James earlier says this, it's the one thing that God says he will give to any man or woman or young person, get this, who asks for it. If someone were to ask me, what does the Bible say that God will give me, no questions asked? There's only one thing I know of, it's wisdom. He doesn't run a credit check. He doesn't run a background check. He doesn't run a Dun & Bradstreet on you. If you ask God for wisdom, according to the book of James, he gives it freely, get this, without looking for a reason not to do it. When I covered the first chapter, I asked this question, has anyone ever come up to you and asked you for something or to do something, and right while they're asking the question, your brain was scrambling trying to figure out a reason to tell them no? You were trying to think of a reason to deny the request? God will never do that with you regarding wisdom. He gives it freely to all who ask. I want to define some terms today. Let's bring up that term, earthly wisdom. Earthly wisdom is defined by intelligence, skill, and common sense. I think we can all agree with that. Godly wisdom is defined by this. Let's bring up godly wisdom. Defined by whom we are and what we do as believers. Godly wisdom is defined by whom we are and what we do as believers. That is totally contrary to the common sense of our culture. You want to know what godly wisdom is? It's defined by who you are as a person and what you do as a believer in Jesus Christ. That's what godly wisdom is. Well, let's bring up verse 14, because this is a key verse in the text, if we could. But if you harbor bitter envy and selfish ambition in your hearts, do not boast about it or deny the truth. Two terms that we don't use very often, and that is bitter envy and selfish ambition. I want to define them for you. Let's bring up envy first of all, the difference between envy and bitter envy. Envy is wanting what someone else has. If you're envious of another person, you say, I want their house. That's envy. Well, I want the car that he drives or she drives. That's envy. But let me tell you what bitter envy is. It's much sadder than that. Bitter envy is, can we bring that up? Bitter envy is wanting someone to lose what they have. Do people do that? Sure they do. I wish he'd lose his job. That's bitter envy. I wish she would lose her health. That's bitter envy. People do those things consciously and subconsciously. So James is talking about something that's more pathological, more sinister than regular envy. Envy is wanting what someone else has. Bitter envy is wanting someone else to lose what they have. And let's give the next definition of selfish ambition. Selfish ambition is evidenced in life by a willingness to do things for self that we wouldn't do otherwise. It's a willingness to cheat, steal, or lie in order to have personal gain. Now, stay with me because we're going to a conclusion here. James says, if you have bitter envy in your life and you have selfish ambition, which I just defined, what happens? Don't boast about it or deny the truth. Look, could we bring up verse 16? Here's what happens in your life if you have those two things. Verse 16 says, for where you have envy and selfish ambition, there you will find disorder and every kind of evil practice. I didn't do this in the first service, but I want to do it in this service. Think about all the things that you've seen in your circle of influence that have been wrong. People have cheated. People have stolen things. People have lied. Trace the event to see if it does not trace back to bitter envy and to selfish ambition on the part of somebody. What's my point? Bitter envy and selfish ambition are at the root of a lot of the problems in your life and my life.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.